Test 75, Section 3, Question 6. Here, we want to strengthen the argument, or add the most support. And it says, if newly hatched tobacco hornworms in nature first feed on plants from nightshade, the night leaves from any other plants thereafter. So if they first eat nightshade, they aren't going to eat anything else. However, tobacco hormones will feed on other plants if they feed on plants other than nightshade, just after hatching. So basically, if they eat other things, then they'll eat lots of other stuff. To explain this behavior, they hypothesized that when a hornworm's first meal is nightshade, its taste receptors become habituated to the chemical D. So they get habituated, which is found only in nightshades. After this habituation, nothing without ID tastes good. So basically, their conclusion is that they become habituated, and without that, it doesn't taste good. So we need something that's going to say that. And one thing that would help is that nothing else has that chemical. So tobacco hormones that fed on nightshade leaves show no preference for any one variety of nightshade over any other. Well, but that doesn't really say that it's the chemical ID that is important. Taste receptors are removed from tobacco hormones that first fed on nightshade. Those hormones will subsequently feed on other leaves. Maybe. Because that could strengthen it, saying it's taste receptors. Helps a little bit. Tobacco hornworm eggs are most commonly laid on nightshade plants. Well, that doesn't really matter. ID is not the only chemical that occurs inside nightshade. If anything, that would weaken. And the taste receptors of the hornworm have physiological reaction to several naturally occurring chemicals. That doesn't really matter. Now, B strengthens. But it's a little bit weird because I was hoping for something that would identify it as specifically Indioside D or ID. But this just says once you remove their taste receptors, that's why they do it. And it does strengthen the idea that it's a taste-based preference rather than something else. So even though it's not great, it does help the most of what we have available. So B is our correct answer.